This call is being recorded.
Good afternoon, family. First, this is Robin speaking.
Hi, Robin. This is Niecy returning your call regarding Ms. Wanda Acosta.
Hey, Ms. Niecy. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good. So I spoke to Ms. Wanda this morning. She said she is hospitalized. She's been in the hospital for the last 2 weeks. And she doesn't have a phone. That's why we wasn't able to get in contact with her. Because her sister had called me this morning.
Hold on. 1 second. Yeah, so what about the past month? I haven't heard from her since.
Yeah, so she was hospitalized before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I had to step away from my desk for lunch real quick. She was hospitalized before and came out the hospital and went right back in.
Okay. Do you know what hospital she's in?
To be honest with you, I don't. I can't find out because she's supposed to be getting her phone back. She called me from the hospital number. I can give you, if you want, can you give me your direct line? That way, when I speak to
her. Wait, did you spoke with her sister too?
Her sister, yes. Webb?
Okay. Yes.
Yes. So Maria, she wants Maria to be her new caregiver. She's going to pick Aaron off and put Maria as the new caregiver.
Okay. All right. Yes. I did get a voicemail from Maria, but the last time I spoke with Wanda, she told me she didn't want me to contact Maria. So.
Yeah. So now she told me to put Maria on.
Okay. All right. So yeah, I'll just give Miss Maria a call then.
Yeah, so if you want to, yeah, you can give Ms. Maria a call. She has the same number still.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much for letting me know.
Yeah, because I told her, I said, if you don't call me, if I don't get in contact, well, you're going to lose your service.
Right.
she's like, no, I can't lose my service.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
No problem.
All righty. Take care.
All right.